Welcome back to Living the Good Life here. Cannabis Healing up next here with Paxton Quigley. Looking forward to this. Paxton, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Adam, and hello to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners around the world. But first, I'd like to remind our listeners that my novel, Just Try Me, which takes a close look at sex trafficking, is available on Amazon. And we'd also like to thank our sponsors at Tikkun Olam, the world's leading cannabis company and pioneer in medical cannabis research. And Tikkun Olam's hemp-based products, they're now available everywhere by ordering online at tikkunhemp.com. And now a word from our friend Steve Guerin, a fabulous New York City voiceover coach.
There is a constant search for new talent in the rewarding and lucrative world of voiceovers. Do you think you have what it takes? Steve Guerin's VoiceWorks, since 1988, offers Skype training. For more information about signing up for Skype voiceover coaching sessions, email Steve at voiceworksnyc@gmail.com. That's voiceworksnyc@gmail.com.
Folks, our main topic today is baby boomers and cannabis. Now, it's been reported that nearly 20% of people above 50 are now using CBD products to alleviate pain, to sleep better, and for a variety of other reasons. So here to talk more about that is Keiko Beede. Keiko is a speaker, an educator, a writer, and she's director of health and wellness education outreach in Coral Cove, California. With over 30 years of experience in the cannabis space, I can tell you that Keiko is a wealth of information. Welcome to Cannabis Healing. How are you?
Hello there, Paxton. So wonderful to be speaking with you. I'm very honored to share this time with you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So let's get started. I've been getting a number of calls from seniors who want to try CBD and cannabis, but they're kind of unsure how to begin. In your lectures to seniors especially, what is your advice?
Number one is safety, making sure that you find a product that's been well-tested and verified for its efficacy and where it's been sourced from. That's number one, because as we move forward and where our bodies are getting older, we need products that are actually going to take care of us and offer us better health and well-being.
Oh, okay. Well, for what other reasons, aside from alleviating pain, are seniors using marijuana? Would you recommend it for sleep?
Yes. Actually, the two main things that people do look forward, seniors look forward to, is being able to relieve their pain and anxiety and sleep issues. And thank goodness there are wonderful products that are being manufactured at this time that is moving towards those key issues. As some of us may know, in 10 years, Paxton, the people who live in the United States, there will be over 50% of them that will be 65 years and older. So there are efficacy and advancements being made to support those demographics. Very exciting.
Now, when you say you recommend it for sleep, will people actually be able to get 7 hours of sleep if they're either smoking cannabis or doing CBD?
Well, everybody's body is different, and how it titrates into the body, any CBD or cannabis product will be different. So it's hard to say until one tries it to know how it will affect their body. And for 7 hours of sleep, with seniors, of course, as you get older, your sleep patterns are changing and different. And sometimes, 7 hours just isn't feasible. But I think the more that they're able to try different products safely and actually starting out with small dose milligrams, then we can see what is going to work for each patient. And that's probably the most thing. As you go forward and trying different cannabis and CBD products, start out low and slow and make sure the product is well made.
I like that, low and slow. Now, yeah. What do you think is the future of medical marijuana? Is there actually enough science being dedicated to understanding the body's endocannabinoid system?
As we know, it was back in the 1960s, 1964, was when Dr. Raphael Mushalem found out about the endocannabinoid system within the cannabis and hemp plant. And that is back in Israel, and he's there now at Hebrew University. But what we really need for the United States is to have verified clinical research, and that will allow our federal government as well as our people in our country to be able to accept utilizing cannabis and CBD for health and well-being.
Good. Well, that's an interesting way to get people to understand all that. Now, I understand that you're holding an event soon with seniors in Southern California and that you will be recommending Tikkun Olam products, which is our sponsor. Now, why did you choose Tikkun Olam products for this event?
Well, the efficacy and titration value of Tikkun Olam products is very well-respected, and I know how hard they work to make healthy products to assist people. And luckily, I'm very honored. This is the city of Yorba Linda, and the event is going to be taking place right down the street from the Nixon Library. And I feel that I'm very proud that the city of Yorba Linda is opening up the doors for their senior program, and it's called Get Informed, and it's through the Parks and Recreation Department of the city. And this is a wonderful time to reach out to the mainstream, comfort them with education and information about safe products. And there's no other product that I know of other than Tikkun Olam that is making products that are geared for seniors and really a well-made, safe product. So I'm very honored for that, Paxton.
Well, they are our sponsor, and we're very proud to have Tikkun Olam also. Now, I understand that you've been in the, shall we say, cannabis business now for 30 years. How did you begin, and why did you go into the business?
I actually grew up utilizing herbs and natural plant-based medicine and definitely looking at natural progression in my education at a very young age. I was doing cupping before I was 10 years old. And if you don't know what that is a form of Chinese medicine using little cups and feet and stimulating different meridians in the body. I learned moxie, which is actually herbs that are placed on meridian points to stimulate healing. So that's very natural for me. And I went to Twin Lakes Holistic College and Life Polarity Institute and just knew that that was a part of my heart and passion, being able to share information and look at health and well-being and just providing comfort to people who wanted to use natural plant-based medicine. As we know, pharmaceuticals are synthetic. They don't match with the body. But a natural plant-based, we have the endocannabinoid system in the human body. And why not try to heal our body with those same endocannabinoids that are in plant-based medicine?
So when did you, what year was it that you, shall we, I don't want to say switched, but you began to recommend using cannabis and all that?
Well, it was back in the 70s when I was attending school, and I knew that I got very interested in Bach flower medicine, which is flower plant medicine that was derived in ancient Europe. And I just thought, wow, the cannabis plant is a flower as well. And when I knew how people relaxed, felt comfortable with it, and saw the anxiety being released from them, I thought this is an actual plant-based medicine. So it was through the years there that I started researching, integrating it, and discovering the health benefits. And I actually didn't feel comfortable working in the industry because of the legal aspect. So I kept it private and underground and spent time researching. And then I really started in the early 2000s coming out more and being able to share more openly. In 2013, I started the first cannabis-based TV network, U.S. Weed Channel, on Roku TV, because I knew how much more education the public needed. So I developed shows called Canna Education and Canna Medication. And it just started this path of reaching more information to use plant-based medicine.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I was always interested in cannabis from a long time ago, but of course I didn't know anything about the fact that it was medicinal. I just thought if I ever smoked it, I would get high. And so I find it really, really extraordinary that finally people realize that marijuana actually has a medicinal part of it, a strong medicinal part of it, and that we're learning more and more about it every day. I wish we could talk more about it, but we're out of time. It's been so informative talking with you. Please tell our listeners how to get in touch with you on your website, please.
Yes, I'm associated with Coral Co., and that's actually in Jamaica. And we focus on education there, and the website is www.coralcojamaica.com. And I can also be contacted through LinkedIn, and I'm also on Instagram under Keiko Beatty.
Well, that's terrific. I wish we could talk more, and we've got to have you on again, and so you can give away some of your secrets. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paxton. Please, I hope you and your audience have a lovely day.
Thank you. And that's our show for today, folks. Again, we'd like to thank Tikkun Olam for sponsoring today's broadcast. And please, check out my book, Just Try Me, on Amazon.com. And of course, we invite our listeners to listen to our show and all of our shows on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn by searching for Paxton Quigley. Stay healthy, balanced, and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.